Welcome to this week's episode of Straggler Adventures, where we introduce you to really cool people who do really cool things. We're not your parents' middle agers, reminding us that you don't have to be first to be the greatest, and it's never too late to live your best life.
Hey, we are here with Steve Lane, who we are so excited to talk about in his journey, and he's got some really cool things to share with us. We're going a little bit different route. Thank you so much, Steve, for joining us on Straggler Adventures with Dave and I. And this is going to be a first for Straggler Adventures because the past episodes, I've been the one who brought on our guest, and we've showed up, and Dave's known nothing about who was coming or their backstory. And this time we're kind of switched in that you are been friends with Dave for a long time, and I know very little about your backstory. So we're really excited to hear about it. Share with us why you're talking with us today.
Okay. So there's kind of multiple stories in this. So should I go to the very beginning of my journey, if you want to do that, or where I became an adult with my journey? So there's like two different stories kind of in one, I guess.
Like, maybe do you want to share like your backstory 30-second version and then catch us up to kind of what makes you tick and keep going and, you know, all of the adventures of your life at this stage?
Okay, so I'll just give you a quick overview. I started running at the age of about 2.5 years old. And that started with my uncle, who's not a runner, but he noticed I was, you know, really taking a great enjoyment into it. And I would try to beat him in running down my block, and I could never beat him. And so I always maintained that little bit of competitiveness in my attitude with running. I would try so hard to beat him. And then when I got into kindergarten, I would race kids at recess. And then by the time I got to the third grade, I ran my first race, 1 mile race, and I ended up taking fifth place in the school. And from there, that's where I really took a big interest in running. I ran in middle school, where I got to know Dave in middle school. I ran in high school. After high school, I kind of decided to kind of stop running because my attitude at the time was no experience is going to be better than what I had as a child. And in middle school and in high school. And, you know, I felt like I was becoming an adulthood. That was part of my childhood, part of my youth. So I figured, you know, I was moving on with my life. And so I kind of stopped running for a while there. And then back in 2019, I got let me backtrack a little bit here. My son, Aiden, is autistic. And so is his brother, Matthew. But in 2019, I had gotten a meeting with this teacher about certain issues that we were having with Aiden. Anyways, the meeting moves along. And so at the end of the meeting, she tells me he's really taking an interest in running. And so what I did was that following weekend, I took him out to the track I used to run at. And I noticed that he had a lot of potential. And so with him having autism, and so that kind of motivated me to get back into running because I thought to myself, this is going to be something completely different experience. And for me with running, you know, it's got to be more than just me, you know, getting, putting myself out there. There's lessons to be learned. There's a deeper meaning with running for me. And that's how it was when I was growing up in my youth. And for me as an adult now, it's in my 40s, I see that with Aiden, you know, there are so many lessons to be learned, you know, kind of coaching Aiden and running with him. Once I started noticing he was taking an interest in running, with his autism, I have to run beside him. I can't have him run, you know, independently because he'll just go, he'll stop running or he needs someone to give him direction. So that's one thing I do is I provide direction. I run with him and I tell him where to go. And in the beginning, it was a little difficult because in running, you're having to constantly push your comfort zone. And so I didn't know how far along I could push him. And so initially in the beginning, I pushed him a little too hard and he wasn't enjoying it. I'm like, okay, I'm going to lay off a little bit. So we started running. We first started running the 1 mile runs together. That's when he was 10 years old. And then COVID happened. And so there's no races. So we just kind of ran together by ourselves. And once things started opening up after COVID, you know, I'm looking at different races and there wasn't any 1 mile races for me to enter him into. So I decided to try the 5K. So I started training him for 5K races, and he started really enjoying that a lot. We've been doing it now for about 6 years now, and we do about 8 to 9 races a year.
So you're running 8 to 9 races with him a year? I've seen your posts on Facebook where you guys are completing some of them out there and all the, getting the medals. So you're doing 8 or 9 of them a year. That's great.
Yeah. That's about what we're doing, roughly about 8 or 9 a year. The only thing is Aiden likes to do the same ones year after year after year. So I'm like, can we do something different? He's like, no, we're going to do the zoo run. We're going to do the Woodward run. We're going to do the, you know, all the Clausen runs. And so, yep. So I'm trying to shake it up a little bit for him, but yeah.
Is there one out there that you're looking to try and get him involved in, like a new one?
I thought about possibly doing the CREM, but due to scheduling things, because that's so close to Woodward, you know, the Woodward race that we've been doing. That's one I've always wanted to do is the CREM race, you know, at least maybe not the 10-mile race. That's just too much for him. You know, I think about doing like the 5K with him. Gotcha. So, but the thing is that starts really early and then, you know, I have to drive all the way out to Flint. So I might do it eventually one day.
I get you. He's on the spectrum, right? I mean, I've seen I've seen posts of yours. I've actually read more posts of yours about it than I have most anybody else's, but you have a very good insight into what's going on with them. So the running gives them like a purpose behind it. Is it something that like, how did you, I mean, you said you started to like it and everything, but how did you think to get him involved in the running with you with that aspect of it all? Like, where did that come from with that?
Well, initially, you know, that came from his teacher, as I stated earlier.
He said
it started in 2019. And so the one thing I do want to say with the running is that it gives him a sense of accomplishment because every time we complete the race, no matter, he doesn't look at metrics or times or anything like I did when I was growing up. But he just wants that sense of accomplishment. And after we're done, he gives me a high five, says, we did it, Dad. You know, no matter, you know, how he's feeling. You know, there's been times I've seen him even run when he's coming down with the cold. And we're like in the middle of the race, I can tell he's coming down with the cold. And, you know, he wasn't doing so hot, but he kept on moving along. You know, he's got that sense of endurance, you know, within him and that sense of accomplishment. And he likes to be challenged. But I can only challenge him so far. You know, I know that was the key thing in the beginning, as I said, it was trying to learn how far along I could push him without him being uncomfortable. And that was the challenge in the beginning, but, you know, I found where, you know, at what rate I could push him at. So
that's cool. That's cool. That's gotta be difficult because like you're trying to walk that borderline there with that. Like, you know, you want to be able to get him to be a little, like do a little bit more, but you don't want to go too far and have it have like, and go in the wrong direction. You want everybody to have smiles.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
So I know like when I was, like when I would push myself in sports, it was always difficult to the point where, but I always knew that I would get up in the morning and, you know, just be sore and, you know, have that issue. But I never wanted to push myself to, you know, I didn't want to push too hard to be dead. You know, there's a fine line. I get that one.
There's a fine line, and Dave has seen me push myself past where I should.
I've done that many times myself back in my day, and sometimes I still do that.
I'm currently sidelined from running because I pushed myself too hard, finished a half Ironman, and now I'm waiting for surgery. I think that I started my running journey about 10 years ago, and that mile run when I was in third grade was the worst day of my life. I hated it. It was terrible. I finished in absolute last place with one other person who is to this day is my friend, and we love to tease about it. One of my favorite things about the running community is when you go, you get to see people push themselves to where their limit is. And I think that's really important to recognize. And I love that you said that because, you know, I've seen, there's one woman in particular at a ultra race that I do, this 24-hour Ultra, and she can't stand up straight, and she's probably 75 years old, and she finishes at least a marathon every year, and it's just so inspiring to see her. And I'm, you know, but she's like, I'm not going to give this up, I'm going to keep doing it. Yeah. And to see that accomplishment at the end. And then for some people at that same race, they're going for that 100 miles in that 24 hours. And it's just, I think that's the thing with the running community, is that you get to see that. And as a dad, I can't even imagine, when you go, I get to see my kid push himself to where he's comfortable pushing himself, but just past that comfort level. And mm-hmm. then because that's where the pride comes from as well. You don't get that set. You don't get that sense of courage and pride if you never get yourself just a little bit past what you're comfortable doing. Right. Like, I think that's really cool. I think it's amazing. And that you get to do that beside him.
Yeah, that's really one of the cool things about running. There's always that sense of accomplishment, no matter what level you're at. You know, you could be, you know, running a mile race or up into a marathon or ultra marathon. There's always that sense of accomplishment, no matter the distance and no matter at what level you're at. It's very much an inclusive sport.
Very much. And I think that that's something, too, that I mean, when we were talking about you and bringing you on here, that's what I love about your story, is how inclusive it is. Mm-hmm. You know, because I mean, I follow somebody on TikTok who has Down syndrome and is running her first half Ironman. And when you do a lot of these ultra triathlons, you see folks who are pulling or pushing, depending on the event, folks in wheelchairs or who are, you know, not able to physically do it, but they get to ride along, and then somebody else is, and they still get that sense of accomplishment, because it really is, running is a community for anybody who wants to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. There is a place for you. I love that. I love that you're encouraging and that you guys get to do it together. As a single mom, that's always like, what can we do together, right?
Yeah.
Two questions I thought of. You talked about all the lessons that, and I'm sorry, what is your son who runs with you? What is his name?
Aiden.
Aiden. Okay. How old is Aiden?
He's 16.
16 now. Okay.
Yeah.
Awesome. So he's been running since he was 10. That makes sense. Yeah. So two questions for you. You talked about the lessons that he's learned through this. So my questions are, what lessons are you comfortable sharing that he has learned through this? And what lessons have you learned through running with him?
Okay, well, the first lesson I would say, and I kind of somewhat answered that question to some degree already. Mm-hmm. The lessons I think he learned was learning how to push yourself and the sense of accomplishment after completing that challenge or task that you're working on. And you could translate that into other aspects of life. And I think that's the one thing that he's learned, probably the biggest thing he has learned over this course of this journey we've been doing. As far as for me as a father, for him, it's taught me how to be a little bit more adaptable. And what I mean by that is, back when I was running, you know, back when I was in my youth, I was, as I stated earlier, I was a very competitive runner. You know, from the point from when I was about 2.5 up until I was 18 years old, I was extremely competitive. I pushed myself to the point one time that I almost passed out in one race back in high school. And so I had to learn to adapt that my son is not going to be totally like me in this. He's not going to be super competitive. So I had to learn to adapt and show more, be very empathetic to his challenges and be adapting to those. You know, where my running journey is not going to be the same as his. So that was the biggest thing I learned, was, you know, show adaptability and empathy towards him.
That's very cool.
I can see that.
Because it's got to be different for you, because I know you were on, you ran cross country in high school, correct?
Yeah, it's all 4 years.
Yeah, and so, like, I mean, the competitiveness to go from being like, hey, I want to win, like, I want to get my time, to be like, you know, if you're running the mile, you want it to be the best mile you can do, to having to, like not gear down, but have to adapt to what your circumstances are and bring it along. It's very cool that you've learned to do that, and you're finding success for you and him in that situation in there. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure he appreciates it and loves the time with you on that one.
Oh, he does. He does. It's been probably one of the biggest things that we've bonded over is running.
Oh, it's very cool. Very cool. When you can find something like that with somebody and you're just like, this is it. And you don't want to let go of it. You want to hold on to it and just keep going. So in the winter, I got a question for you. In the winter, how do you guys train? Do you go out and run in the winter with him at times? Or do you pick it back up when the winter starts to break, like this time of the year?
I tried running him in the winter a few times, and I'm going to tell you, it's risky. And the reason why I say it, because there's been times he slipped and fell on ice. Mm-hmm. I've slipped and fell on ice. I remember one time he twisted in his ankle. I had to take him to urgent care. And so I'm like, let's play it more safe with him. So we do kind of take a break in the winter. What I do sometimes is like I will go to the gym and go on a treadmill during the winter months. And sometimes I do that if I'm real busy during the day, I'll just go hit the treadmill and, run a few miles on the treadmill. With him, he sometimes just kind of takes a break, during the winter months, and then we kind of start back up once, at least to the point where the ice is gone. And so if there's no ice, like if it's, let's say it's like 35, 40 degrees, we'll go out and run as there's no ice on the street or on the sidewalks.
Yeah, I can see the ice being a killer on that, especially, you're trying to run like almost side by side at that point, like two people on a small sidewalk or close, or in the street at that point, because if it's easier to run in the street. Yeah. It was just a question as like, because essentially like for his endurance, not that he started completely over, but he's building back up again as the spring hits for your 5Ks, or if you do something longer. That's a curiosity question on that one.
Yeah. I've tried going a little bit longer on a 5K with him, and he doesn't want to do anything beyond a 5K, so I don't push that issue upon him.
Yeah. That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.
I don't even want to do a 5K. You guys got me on that one.
I don't blame anybody who doesn't want to go past a 5K. It's stupid. I love it, but it's dumb.
I tried training for a half marathon during COVID, and once I got, that was another thing. It's like, the other challenge to this is that, I did try training for a half marathon during COVID. Well, shortly after COVID, I ended up having full custody of both of my boys, full physical custody of both of my boys. So my time became a lot more limited. So I'm like, they ain't going to happen.
That's fair. It takes time. Yeah, it does. Also tell people you can't train like I train with small kids. You just can't.
There's no way.
You just can't. And I mean, it is different when you get to do it with him. Let me ask you about the running community. How has the local running community, and for those who don't know, this is up in the Detroit area where you do which would be your running community, right? I am very familiar with the Toledo, Northwest Ohio running area. I can tell you lots of really fun 5Ks down there, like the Donut 5K and all kinds of fun stuff. But I'm not really familiar with this. But how has the running community up here embraced you guys, and how has that impacted all of this?
It's actually been really good. Like, we've actually ran into other fellow runners on our races, and we'll talk after, and they'll say, my son has autism, and it is such a great thing that you're taking your son out running. I've gotten compliments like that quite a bit. He's actually well known in school for being a runner, even though he hasn't run cross country or track. He's actually pretty well known in the Berkeley community for running. So unfortunately, we haven't made a whole bunch of connections. We've talked to people here and there about it, but like I said, when you have autism and you're a runner, you do get kind of noticed for those things. So
I just got chills thinking about the fact that you and your son are inspiring others when they come up to you and say, hey, my kid is awesome. And maybe they didn't even think about, hey, this is something that I could do with my kid, but how inspiring that is that you just brought them along. Is there an activity that you do with your other son that kind of that gives you that connection with him, or is he kind of waiting? I don't know how to word this without being rude.
What I meant. I'm going to be honest with you. I did try running Matthew. That's my oldest son. Mm-hmm. And he's got no interest in it. The furthest I've seen him run is about 50 meters. He's getting He was getting chased out by biting flies on a camping trip. So that's the most I got him to run.
I just want to say, I feel like we have more listeners that relate to that aspect of running than the other aspect. I'm just throwing that out there. Okay, if it's not your thing.
Yep. So about what I do with my oldest, and I do this with Aiden also, is like, he does enjoy hiking. So we'll go on hikes together. And especially when the weather's a little bit nicer. So we'll go on a few miles of a hike. So we'll go for about 2 to 3 miles. And a lot of times, which I think is really cool, is like, I will take the boys at these old cross country courses I used to run at.
Oh, that's cool.
That is really cool. Yeah,
that's cool. That's because awesome. You've been there, and it's kind of like a little bit of trip down memory lane for you, but it's also something that they can see and explore. What's their favorite one that you go hiking at? Like, what's your favorite area to do that at?
To do that at, my boys and I've got a little bit of warm spot for Marshbank Park because I used to run many meets there. Bloomer is another one over in Rochester Hills. Again, that's another place I used to run at. Probably another significant place for me is not far away, called Beverly Park.
I know Beverly Park. I know Bloomer Park as well, but I know Beverly Park more than the other ones.
Yep, and actually that one holds a lot of sentimental value for me because that was one of the first places I took Aiden running at. And that was a place I used to do hill workouts when I was running cross country.
Okay, yeah, because I believe they have a pretty, like, not like giant hill, but they have a hill that's enough to run up and that gives you a challenge there that is good to do and you can stop when you need to and all that type of stuff.
Yeah, that's actually funny you mention it, because actually when I go out there, I take Aiden out to do hill workouts, so he'll do hill repeats like I used to do in high school. But he'll only do me about 6 to 8 of them running up and down the hill about 6 to 8 times, and then after about the 6th or 8th time, he's like, I'm done.
Yeah, I would do a half of one and just sit on the ground and be like, nope, I'm done. That's the running I got in me today. So
I just love how inclusive the running community is anyways. And I speak from a little bit of a different perspective in that I don't look like a runner. And I've been embraced by the running community. And I think that's something that those who aren't part of the running community don't understand how inclusive it is. Yes, there are some people who are going to these races who want to win first, second, third prize, who are there to beat all the records. Most of the people in the running communities are there because it makes an impact on their life and that it has improved their life in some way. And I love how inclusive it is and how it really, something like that can make a difference, you know, and just like your son and how you've turned that into, hey, this is the lessons we're learning from running are the same lessons I want you to learn in life, you know?
Yeah,
and that sense of accomplishment is not comparative. You don't have to compare yourself to other people to feel that sense of accomplishment.
And that is very true. And I'm going to kind of go back a little bit here on that point. Back when I first started running, when I was maybe about 2.5, 3 years old, just doing 50-meter sprints, roughly 50-meter sprints down my block against my uncle would never let me win. And the reason for that is, my mom would go to him and say, well, why don't you let him win once in a while? Well, he's like, well, if I let him do that, then how is he going to understand accomplishment? And I think that that's a very good point, is that, you know, running is all about accomplishment, no matter what level you're at. And I that's been a key thing for me from when I was, you know, a very young kid up through my teen years. And even now as an adult, even though I'm not running to be competitive with my son, you know, teaching him the key aspects of running for me as a father is accomplishment for me and it's accomplishment for him as well.
That's awesome.
Very much so.
That's very cool.
Thank you.
So you do the dream. Do you guys do the Dream Cruise one?
Yes.
What is it like running on Woodward? I've always wanted to ask somebody who does that, because like in the past I used to work Dream Cruise that Friday, Saturday at Pasquale's, and I used to get there early enough and see the people running. But I always wanted to know what it was like to like have the whole street shut down and just like take off and run.
That's a bucket list one for me. When my hip is better, probably next year I want to do it. Because the last few years I haven't been able to do it because it was the same weekend as my half Ironman. But as soon as my hip is healed, I want to do that one.
Yeah. The Woodward one, that's a great race. Actually, what you do is you kind of start by Shrine High School, and then you go running onto Woodward. Actually, the start of the race is, you know, when you start running on Woodward. So it's probably about for the first mile, you're on Woodward, and it's a great experience. It's just so much fun. You know, you go up to Normandy and you run by over by like Dugan's and where Pasquale's used to be. And it's a great race. It's one of my favorite ones. And I'm kind of glad you mentioned that race, because before my son started running 5Ks with me, that's the first 5K I ran since high school, which was back in 2019.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I think I took 10th place in my age group. So, you know, not bad for coming, you know, for taking 20 some years off.
Yeah, that's definitely not bad. I would never be able to I would never be able to run it. I could walk a 5K, but I would never be able to run it. So
Dave is my Sherpa. He is a really good Sherpa. He's he's the supporter. He's the cheerleader. I mean, it's got to make your son feel good too. Like, one of the things about race day is, you know, I always go faster than I train because you get all of the people and everybody's cheering for you. You know what I mean? There's everybody's people who don't know you are just like, you know, that, I mean, that has to feel so good. You know, what a great experience for him that he has all those people cheering for him. And of course he's got you cheering for him all the time. Right.
Yeah.
But then to go through races, and it's hard to it's hard to overstate how much fun race day is.
Yeah, there's so much encouragement, and like you said, like you said, with the crowd out there, that's such a big motivational factor. Really is.
Now I have a personal motto that I say with races, and that is that races are like mullets because the party's in the back. And so that's where I'm at in the races. I'm in the back of the pack, and we have a great time back there. So I don't know how the front of the pack does, but we have a great time. Is there anything that we haven't asked you that you wish we had asked you that you'd like to share?
Well, I think, you know, like, where I think, like, with running, for in my personal experience, it's always been about adaptability. And, you know, I could go, like, from when I was running in middle school, particularly in the eighth grade, I was a very dominant mid-distance runner for middle school. I was taking, I'm not trying to brag here, but I took first place in every 800-meter race that I ran in. And, however, when I got to high school, the team there took 10th place in the state finals. And I wasn't really used to running long distance. So cross country, for those who don't know, cross country is 3.1 miles, which is a 5K. And really the most competitive I ran was 800 meters. So when I got into high school.
Which is like a half a mile, right? Isn't that a half a mile? That's a half a mile.
Half mile, 800 meters. Yeah, yeah. And the track world, everything's a metric. So usually
I was trying to translate.
Yeah. So when I got to high school, like I said, for cross country, it's 3.1 miles. And so I wasn't used to running long distances. And so I was in the very back of the pack. So that was one thing I had to learn from eighth grade to ninth grade was, yeah, you're very dominant, you know, in middle school, but now you got to high school, you're now in the back of the pack. And so I had to work myself up and then up to the middle of the pack. So that was a big change, and, you know, it was my first lesson to learn adaptability with running.
Very cool. And I'm sure that's helped you out in life as well.
It did. Yeah. So, but really running for me, you know, it's all about adaptability really. Mm-hmm.
We would love to come and cheer you guys on a race this summer or whenever you guys are out there. We'd love to.
Yeah.
I might drag her to the Dream Cruise one because I know exactly where that runs at.
Yeah. The ones I'm pretty much guaranteed to do unless one of us gets sick would be Dream Cruise, the two Clausen runs.
Okay.
And then we do the Zoo run every year pretty much. So
where are the Clausen runs at? Are they the city streets of Clausen, like by the high school, middle school area, or
The one, there's a 5K, and that's over by the high school.
Okay.
And then there's the one called the Firecracker Mile, and that's on 14 Mile Road between Crooks and Livernois.
Okay, gotcha. I know exactly where those are at. I didn't know where they staged them. What usually happens is I don't know there's a race that day, and I'm driving straight down a street, and I'm like, son of a bitch, they closed the streets off. Where did I'm like, what's going on? And then I read, and then I look it up and find out there was a race that day. That's how it usually happens with me.
Yeah, the Firecracker Mile is a 1 mile race, and that's on the 4th of July, and it's right before the Clausen the Clausen 4th of July parade.
Parade. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I know that they had a 4th of July parade.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're giving me inspiration for next year of all of these races. I'm going to write them down. Next year. This year will be on crutches, but next year. So let me ask you one question before we let you go, which we really appreciate your time. You have a great story. And I just, I think that you and your son inspire more people than you can ever even imagine.
Especially the people who don't say anything.
Yeah, especially the people who don't say anything. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And we're just honored that we have a platform that we can uplift this, because we really are just honored that you're here. We think it's a really, really cool. So one last question before I let you go is, in 1 minute, can you tell us if somebody wants to get started, what they should do?
Well, I think first thing they should do is, if someone has an interest in running, they should pursue that interest. And then if they are interested, start off very small. And that's what I did with my son, is like I started him just doing like, quarter mile repeats on the track. And you don't need to do quarter miles. You could do 200 meters, which is like half of the track, or you go down your street and just run to the end of the block and back. That's how I got started, was just doing these short little runs. So I would suggest, start real small and then work your way up, and when I came back in the run, that's how I did it. I started off small, went from about quarter miles, and then I got to half mile, then a mile, and then so on. And now I'm at where I'm at today.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate you being in here. This is really cool. Fantastic.
Very inspiring.